part Phoenix gets overlooked on the national level? Is that, how does that kind of motivate you guys?
I don't know if it's really motivation. I think that's almost beneficial to us. I know 2 years ago in my second season, that was actually a plus for us. People came in here, kind of slept on us a little bit, and we were able to use that to our advantage.
What's been different for you this season? How you're feeling?
I feel, honestly, I feel physically better, and I guess, you know, it's just a little bit of a break, but I feel mentally better too.
What do you attribute that to? So off-season workouts or just like feeling more comfortable coming back in?
Honestly, I didn't do anything too different this summer. I think the injuries, you know, a little further in the past. So, like, because an injury like that, you can take, you know, a year, year and a half to maybe rehabilitate from. But that wasn't the only problem. There were also mental problems, and, you know, I think having this break, it gave me a little time to distance myself from the
grind of everything.
Exactly.
Do your workouts change now that you have the back injury? Are you working more on the core or cardio, or what is it?
There's been a little more focus on the core, but any one of the players can tell you we do a lot of core work, a lot of corrective stuff anyway. So it's not too big of a difference. Just a little more focus in certain areas.
Does the contract year come into play for you at all, thinking about your future?
No, I haven't been thinking about it. I just want to play better than last season. I want to play well this season. I'm not really thinking of, you know, anything beyond this season.
Is there kind of a motivation there to prove to the organization you're not the player that was here last year?
To myself more than anything. I want to do what I can, you know, for my team and everything, but yeah, I kind of want to, you know, prove to myself like that.
Was playing against Martin every day helped you out?
I think I said earlier, having Marsh and then Garrett, you know, that's three big guys who are always pushing each other in practice, and, you know, I know I've had that all my life with my brother, so I can tell you there's no substitute for that.
Did you work out much with your brother over the offseason?
I worked out down in Los Angeles as well with my agency, and JaVale McGee, Kevin Love, they were working out down there.
So what's going to be, once we see you on the floor for this Suns, what's going to be the biggest change in Robin Lopez this season, do you think? What have you been really concentrating on?
I'm just trying to do the little things out there. I hope I can get around the court. I hope I can just affect some, you know, halt some shots, grab some loose balls, grab some boards, maybe get some tip dunks.
What do you have in the Fiesta Bowl?
doesn't take a genius to pick that one out.
Did it work out well with the schedule? Are you guys home?
I think so, yeah. Unfortunately, we're playing during the Fiesta Bowl, but I still get to have everybody come into town to see me and then see the game.
Oh, there's a game that day, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they move up the game time? So it's like...
Yeah, it's an afternoon.
They kind of hang back. You see them at first, then they go away. But everyone wants to talk to Nash. I want to talk to
her. Robin, they have a couple of questions for you.
This is Eutychus. I'm here with Robin Lopez, the enforcer, the tough guy. He's a banger down low, right? Now, we got a couple of questions for you. First off, predictions on the Fiesta. Boy, Stanford, Team Stanford's in there.
I've seen him a couple times live. This is small, so I got to go with Stanford.
Awesome. All right. Now, secondly, we got an ongoing conversation at brightsidecenter.com about Channing Frye. He was a little scrappy last year. KG took a shot. He got angry. Who do you think is going to make him snap first this year?
We have to push on the schedule.
Yes. Against the New Orleans Hornets. We don't know who's going to be on that team.
My guy Quincy Pondex from high school. I don't know. We'll
We'll see.
Awesome. All right. Now, this year, we want to know, you look great. You look like more elevation, more bounce, and everything like that. We saw the scrimmage. We've seen you practice a few times. Did you add a Kobe scowl to your offense?
I haven't had a scowl before.
I think you look pretty nice most of the time. Kobe, when he's mad, it's Kobe scowl. When he's happy, it's Kobe scowl. So when are we going to see the Rolo scowl?
I guess I'm going to bring it out sometime this year. At least not all my emotions on my sleeve. I better work on that, right?
And here it is. That's your homework for RightSideOfSun.com. You got to get that Rolo scowl. Thank you so much. I'm going to cut this up. So can you RightSideOfSun.com?
Right side of the sun.com. This is Robin Lopez. What's up?
Thanks, Robin.
NBA's different. You ever heard of a board out? You ever heard of a boy track?